football on Off the Ball.
There is an unpredictability about it. I mean, if there was a predictability about it, we'd all be drinking caipirinhas and daiquiris, as Pep suggested, but on Copacabana Beach, having just sort of taken the bookies to the cleaners.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Stephen, a big night for your side tonight. 4 goals, 3 points. Probably the best you could have hoped for going into tonight.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. You know, it's very, very rare anyone wins 4-0 in our league. It's so competitive. The teams are so evenly matched, and Dundalk have had a couple of great performances in the Brandywell, you know, drawing in the Brandywell and against Shamrock Rovers, well deserved. So they've had a good start to the season. So we knew we'd get a tough game, and we're delighted to win by that margin.
How impressed are you with the attacking output of your side? Because I know obviously you've brought in two strikers, as well as Aidan Keane already being here, and the loss of Mason Melia. It's a huge change around up top to score 4 goals. You must be delighted with their output.
Yeah, and obviously some of the players come back from a long-term injury have had setbacks, which we didn't want. So, it was great to see, because that's Ramal Palmer's first game in a full year. You know, he played against Sligo, third game of the season last season, and he got badly, his hamstring ripped off the bone. So it was, great to see him, Marcus, come back with a goal. You know, terrific. And the player Sean Hoare come back, and it was again, it was a night of comebacks. You know, all the players that came back scored, Aidan Keane and Zach as well. So it was a good win.
Another man who scored was Sean Hoare, who also made an impact on the defensive side of things. I know it was your first win of the season, but it's the second clean sheet now that you've picked up in just 3 games. It's a switch to kind of a back 3/5 for your team, which is new from what we've seen from your teams. How happy are you with that side of the pitch?
Yeah, we've got good defenders. I'm fortunate enough to have very good defenders. I think we're still coming to terms with the change. I feel there's some pluses and some areas that we can improve for certain, and we've got to look to continue to do that. I think we create a lot of chances today, which is very important. You know, we had good, our wide players were really raiding in high positions, and we had good interchanging midfield players and forward players, and created a lot of chances tonight. And I thought Dundalk played well at times as well and had chances themselves, so we'll take it.
James Brown's debut tonight, were you happy with his performance? I know he came off with a couple of minutes ago. Is that just maybe fitness issues?
James last game for Kilmarnock was on the 30th of December, you know, so for Kilmarnock, so yeah, just looking after him there. But he's had a very good debut. He's a raider. His energy, he raids along the right, and he's great attitude. You know, he's infectious, and so we're delighted. You know, we're pleased with how he contributed today.
Finally, it must be slightly bittersweet to watch your son out there for the opposite side. I hope he gets his dinner tonight, maybe with a 4-0 win for Pats. But how good is it to watch him maybe transform into the player that he is today?
Well, it was obviously a great bit of individual skill, and Joe and Ang pulled off an absolute phenomenal save. And I said to Joe, geez, thanks be to God. I'd have been hearing that around the breakfast table for the next year. So, well done. He laughed, and Joe laughed. So it was, it's a bit surreal, to be honest, when you're managing against your son. I can't really describe it. It's for him also. So that's just the way it is.
Hopefully it's dinner on the table for him then when he gets home. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Here with Kieran Kilduff after your side have had a tough loss to St Pat's here in Chacor, 4-0. Probably one of the toughest tests you'll face in terms of what you faced on the pitch there in your return to the Premier Division.
Yeah, look, at we come up against a good team. I suppose we looked a little bit probably derived of our energy that we usually have. It was always going to be difficult coming into a 3-game week for us, and this was the one probably at the end of it where we were probably optimistic about our chances coming in, but if you don't have that energy and you're not able to play to our usual levels of it, it probably came out a little bit there tonight. Pats moved the ball well, they punished us at times, we had opportunities ourselves to maybe get a goal or two. It just wasn't our night.
your side came out of the blocks like really, really sharp. The press that we've some so accustomed to seeing your team so far this season was there. Is it just a case of three games in the space, three huge games space 7 days, and three away games in the opening four away to Derry, yeah, Rovers, Pats, maybe just a little bit too quickly at the start of the season?
Yeah, look, there's the emotional toll as well, and the other game, as you said, was the Louth Derby, so there was that was a big one as well. So yeah, look, it's probably been a little bit of a baptism of fire for us, but we were very happy with three of the previous nights in terms of the count of ourselves that we made. But yeah, look, to play the way we want to be, we'll probably have to be at it to a very, very high level, as I said, and it probably wasn't there tonight. As you said, we did start well. I thought, you know, the intensity was there, but to sustain it was obviously difficult. And yeah, look, at the teams like Pats with the quality in those areas, they did, when and we gifted them some opportunities and some chances, and they took them and didn't take ours, and it turned out to be a long night for us.
I know you said you're still trying to find your best team, but is it tough to really nail down when you've a lot of players who want to be playing? Like, we saw Rob and Harvey starting centre half tonight. It's the first time they've prepared together so far this season. Are you still in that building phase?
Massively. Look, at obviously Maiwa being injured in the opening night, and then Vinnie Leonard getting sent off and Tala on Monday meant you know, you're scrambling a little bit in terms of time. We didn't have much time this week to get Rob and Harvey probably even training that much together, because every session felt like a match day minus one session. So yeah, it's just been a taxing week for us, and obviously being a newly promoted team, the intensity of this division is far superior than what we were exposed to last year, and that game just probably felt one too much for us. And listen, it's no excuse. Pats, you know, they were very good at times on the night, and they punished us when they needed to. But we just probably take a lot of lessons from that tonight, knowing that if we're any way off it, it can be a difficult division, and you won't get away with it. But you know, we have a full week now to prepare for a big game next week in Galway, and that's what we'll be doing.
We were coming into tonight and your side were unbeaten. I know it was three draws in the opening three, but three really big games and another here again tonight. From the outside looking in, you've had a brilliant start of the season, yet you're second bottom when you look at the table. Is that maybe a tough lesson to take, that maybe the last minute goals, if they just go the other way?
It's back to the ruthlessness and the unforgivingness of the division. That's how hard it is here. Points are hard come by. You have to scrap for them all, and teams punish you. We got punished at most of our opportunities tonight, and we gifted, as I said, some things away, and in previous games we were disappointed with maybe how we didn't see out the games and pick up maximum points. But we were arriving in tonight on the back of three positive results. Tonight is our real probably blotch in our copybook in terms of it's a negative result, but we'll have to just pick the positives that we can from it, dust off, and take us down to Galway now and prepare properly.
Cheers, Kieran. Best looking forward.
Cheers.
Football on Off the Ball.
There is an unpredictability about it. I mean, if there was a predictability about it, we'd all be drinking caipirinhas and daiquiris, as Pep suggested, but on Copacabana Beach, having just sort of taken the bookies to the cleaners.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.